Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios, my favorite part of every day, sitting here with you, talking about this. It just doesn't get any better than this. Welcome to the show. Lots of different ways you can listen. ArmedAmericanRadio.com, find a station near you that carries the programs. The easiest way, frankly, are the apps that are available. You can also listen on Red Nation Rising Radio for both the daytime and the evening, the Sunday Monster broadcast, Red Nation Rising Radio. You can find the easiest way of all, USCCA, concealed carry app from the iPhone, iTunes, if you will. If you have an iPhone, iTunes App Store. Coming to an Android, Google Play, very, very soon. I'll have some updates on it. I think I'm going to have some updates on that in the next couple weeks. I'll be in Texas for the Concealed Carry Expo, the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo this weekend. If you can make it, see you there at the Fort Worth Convention Center. But I'll be talking to a couple of the folks that are heavily involved with the production of the app. We'll see if we can't get some updates on that Google Play for those of you with Android devices. But the USCCA Concealed Carry app, that thing is the bomb. That thing's got it all. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity app, I've used it already twice for travel. You know, you put your, it's got everything. I've used it more than that. I've used it for examples and so forth. But I get a lot of questions from people, from friends, from family, and long lost friends from over the years. Hey, man, you know, tell me about my permit. I got this, and where can I carry? I go right to it. It's go-to now. You pops the map right up, put your permit in, put your state, your resident permit in, your non-resident permit, and it just populates the map for you with colors of where you're good to carry a firearm. Incidentally, one of the states that popped up, and this is not something that we hear too much about, you know, Clark County out in Nevada, Las Vegas, right? Always had to have, they were carved out. It was a special carve-out for Clark County in Vegas where you had to have, you literally had to go to Nevada, and I know many people who did would go out for the SHOT Show while they were there, go out a day or two early, take the class that would give them the necessary permit for Clark County. It's not necessary anymore. The state preemption laws, that went to court. The Nevada permit, if your permit is reciprocal in the state of Nevada, you're good to carry in Clark County now, okay? So all of this information is available to you. You can all, you just, the USCCA Concealed Carry app. And you can listen to Armed American Radio. When you just click the little more button, I'm right in there, Armed American Radio, whack. Double tap me, you get me live. If you can't listen to me live, you can listen to any of the recorded shows. They're there all the way back to April of 2009. Had an email from somebody yesterday that says they love going back and listening to the old shows. hey, it is what it is. But boy, I'll tell you, it is fun to go back. It's fun to go back and listen to those programs. Yesterday's monster show, huge. Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation founder, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms founder, 40-plus years doing this on your behalf, running these two foundations, these two nonprofit foundations. It's just incredible the work that the man puts into what he does to support you and your right to bear arms. He's just a man who loves freedom. No now in a long time. And when the two of us get together on the radio, some fun stuff happens. I learn so much from Alan when I hear him on the show. You know, let me tell you how this goes down. I don't talk to the guests before the program. I did yesterday briefly with Alan, just some personal stuff we were talking about, and we did pepper it in there with a little bit of business. I had a conversation with him. He did not know I was going to ask him about it on air. It just came out in spontaneous conversation. But I don't talk to the guests about, okay, let's do this, let's go here, let's do this, let's go. I don't do that when I do my prep. I go through, as I know these people very well. I do a lot of research prior to, and they already know. I'm confident that they'll have the answers going forward. I don't catch anybody off, you know, on the spot. Every once in a while it happens, but it's very rare. In the case of Alan Gottlieb yesterday, I mean, I learned so much every time I listen to him. I listen to him just like you do. I may be sitting in the crossbreed holster seat on Sundays. I may be sitting in the USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios during the daytime show. And it's not just Alan, it's everybody. You learn from everybody, but in particular, Alan Gottlieb. He's fascinating. He's so fun to talk to, and he's so fun to listen to because he knows so much. Very hard to catch the man off guard. Very hard to catch him off guard. And yesterday, we had an opportunity to move through some of the news stories that I had been touching on in the daytime program. You know, I found it fascinating. I started going back and looking at these things when I saw these negative pieces about Trump. And yesterday, doing some research and, you know, just prep hours and hours before the show, sitting there with the laptop, going through some of these things, you can start to connect the dots. So I started connecting the dots, and yesterday I used the baseball analogy. You know, we rounded first, rounded second, rounded third, and then slid into home. And we were able to take care of it in about two segments with Mr. Gottlieb, but I wanted to get his opinion on a few things regarding the negative press publicity or the negative publicity and press on Donald Trump. It's off the hook. I've never seen anything like this in America. Just when you thought it couldn't get worse, it does. And it's fascinating. It's always the left. It's the left throwing rocks and bricks through windows. It's the left burning things down. It's the Democrat Party who are making veiled threats, some of them veiled, some of them not so veiled. Look at Maxine Waters. All right? Did I anticipate that the crazy, wacko, extremist left would go haywire with Donald Trump? Yeah, I did. But I never thought that it would come from the top echelons of the Democrat Party. I thought it would be outside the Democrat Party that they would, but they don't. Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama himself, what's-his-face, King what's-his-face, Schumer and the rest of them, egging this stuff on. And you see a piece about the new, from the Los Angeles Times yesterday that was the most, I'm not on satellite radio, so I have to be careful with this. I really do. It just angers you. Any clear-thinking, honest American gets angered when they see stuff like this. But they know what they're doing. And yesterday in the LA Times, the editorial was so unhinged and so close to calling for violence. You can see the veiled threats in the editorial board, in the editorial of the LA Times yesterday. They are so unhinged that you, now keep in mind, this is the editorial board. These are the people making the decisions, what goes above the fold, below the fold, first page on 1A, 2A, 3. These are the folks making those decisions on what to run. And after you read that, you know damn good and well that there's absolutely no way you can trust anything being edited in that newspaper when it comes particularly to Donald Trump and the administration as a whole. And that means your guns. They flat out hate you. Combine that with a piece in the New York Times magazine that touched on Manchin. We talked about it on this program last week. So we had the perfect trifecta when we had an AP piece out yesterday talking about the gun industry essentially being in the toilet since Trump's election. So we had this trifecta of negative stories. And what I did was I approached Alan with this. I said, look, let's go through each of these, and then let's round third base and go for home, slide into home base. Is this all intentional? Of course it is. And will it dumb us and beat us down as responsibly armed Americans? As Americans? Is that what they're attempting to do? And of course it is what they're attempting to do. What does it have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Because they're using your gun rights as one of the weapons in their chest, as the AP piece did. It's not the only story. Every time the gun... Look, let me give you a prediction, and you'll see this to be the case. Every time the NICS check numbers come out... See, we ran 19 straight months of record NICS checks. Now, as you may or may not know, if you're a new listener, NICS checks are the National Instant Criminal Check System that we use, otherwise known as the Form 4473, that you fill out every time you buy a gun. Contrary to what the lefty lunatics tell you, every time you buy a gun from a gun shop, you fill out the 4473. There's no way to avoid it. Unless maybe your name is Lefty the Chin and you know the gun shop owner and you're a mafia guy and whatever the deal is and nobody cares about the law. Otherwise, if you're a law-abiding citizen with a normal name, even an abnormal name, you're filling out the 4473 NICS form to purchase a gun. Yes, even at a gun show from every licensed dealer in every state across the country. And if you have a gun shipped to you, to your FFL dealer from a manufacturer, you have to pick it up at an FFL dealer and fill out the NICS check. So forget the garbage you hear, but they're using these numbers now. And they're using the gun industry. They're interjecting that as a part of their approach, a multi-prong approach to bring down Donald Trump. And sadly, it may work in the sense that they're doing it to intentionally beat you down until you get so tired of hearing it, they're hopeful that you get sick of Trump because you get sick of the negativity. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You never know what direction I'm going to go, particularly on a day following the monster broadcast. I'll give you some more rundown, and we will follow up on the Broken Arrow story, the AR-15 home invasion. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime, but we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, so we continue our conversation with this incredible negative press from the left. And their operatives in the media, of course, the Democrat Party heads, Schumer and Pelosi et al., and their propaganda wing in the liberal left wing media, which is all it is. There's nothing you can. The New York Times, no credibility. LA Times, no credibility. Any of the three major networks, no credibility. MSNBC, DNC, you already knew that. That's a lefty network. If you want to watch them, it's normal and natural that their ratings are going to go up with Trump in office. That's not shocking to anybody. Foxes went crazy when What's-His-Face was in office. That's what we call the former president, by the way, around here, What's-His-Face. When What's-His-Face was in office, Foxes' numbers went through the roof. Of course, some of the, you know, those liberals are going to go home to roost. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't worry about that. Don't let that frighten you. That's the way it's supposed to be. But they're interjecting your gun rights into this debate now, which is what the AP did. So it's a multi-prong approach. Attack him here, attack him here, attack him here, attack him here. And guns and the lies. And it's lie after lie after lie. And it's the most egregious thing I've ever seen. The LA Times hit piece editorial was the absolute worst political hit piece I think I've ever seen. If you can find one worse, dating back to the founding of this nation, let me know. I'd love to see it. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. But the LA Times outdid themselves. So we talked with Alan Gottlieb about that. And here's how we rounded third and slid into home. Because the New York Times piece mentioned Manchin and background checks, and it mentioned, and they specifically put it in there for a reason. Guns, which were mentioned in two out of the three pieces, New York Times and the AP piece, in this trifecta, and the background checks, and specifically saying that Manchin had alluded to, essentially, I'm paraphrasing now, that after his meeting with Trump, he got a phone call, and that he feels that he is able to work with Donald Trump and that Donald Trump will work with him in enacting gun safety reforms. Now, you know what that means. That means gun control. That means an infringement on you because it doesn't infringe on criminals. It doesn't stop criminals from doing anything. In fact, Manchin's expanded background check bill was a knee-jerk reaction after Newtown where background checks had nothing to, didn't come into play, period. Let me put it that way. No background check would have stopped any of, would have stopped anything that Adam Lanza did. Not one. He murdered his mother, blew her face off, and stole her guns before going to the school and murdering 26 other people, including those first graders. No background check would have stopped him. It's complete intellectual dishonesty. Frighten the American. They do what they claim the NRA does. It's fear-mongering. And let's face it. All those big guys do it. But they fearmonger. That's what they do. Let's call it what it is. Ooh, let's go after and exploit Newtown for this and go after background checks. We'll claim we can. It had nothing to do with Newtown. Nothing whatsoever. And Manchin knew damn well what he was doing. So a lot of folks in the gun rights community picked up on those quotes from Manchin and thought, okay, here's the, and here's the rounding third coming home, what we did with Mr. Gottlieb last night. Because of all of this negative press that is just incredible coming at Donald Trump from all sides, would it be possible that Donald Trump might cave in the area, for example, of expanded background checks in order to alleviate some of that pain that's coming at him from all sides? And it's incredible. And I got the answer from Alan I expected and that I knew I thought I would get from him, and he didn't disappoint. And it reaffirmed my wisdom, my strength and sense that's hard. Well, how do you describe it when you read this stuff? You know, I do this stuff all day. You read this stuff all day long. And I got to be honest with you, it gets to you. You start to question it. Man, would it be possible that Trump would do that? Would Trump do that? And he wouldn't. Sean just said no. And he wouldn't. And I know he won't. And I'm confident in telling you that Donald Trump will not turn his back on the commitments that he made to you as an American gun owner. Now, the left will say to the NRA, the hell with the left. Forget them. They are so off the hook, so off the chain right now, they're literally irrelevant. Because you already know what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. If Trump likes it, they don't. If Trump doesn't like it, they do. It doesn't make any difference what it means to you, what it means to me, what it means to how you live your life. It makes no difference. Trump likes it, they don't. He doesn't, they do. And I asked Alan that question, and he said, I don't think that's going to happen. Here's why. Trump doesn't give a hoot about the mainstream press and the attacks they are leveling on him. In fact, he feeds off of it. In fact, he baits it and eggs it on himself. And that was one of my questions, Alan, too, is he doing that intentionally? And, of course, the answer to that is more than likely yes. He is doing it to gather those responses from them. He can't stand them. It's open warfare between him and the media. And the media now interjecting guns into it. So watch. You're going to see that develop as we continue over the course of this Trump term. The mainstream press is going to try to bring Donald Trump down. You mark my in ways they've never done before. They're going to are actively trying to destroy a presidency. And in the process, damage him personally, do irreparable harm to his businesses, to his family, to his children, and to him. You are witnessing evil in action. And these are the same people that would say and tell you that they have your safety interests at heart when it comes to gun control. So needless to say, the conversation with Alan, I find this topic fascinating as a responsibly armed American. Maybe because I dig into it a little bit more than the average Joe, I don't know. But when I approach this from the gun rights perspective, even if the attacks on Donald Trump in that particular arena don't happen to be about our gun rights, I can put two and two together and make five because others do. And the three hugely negative stories that we covered yesterday, two of them mentioned guns specifically. One, the AP, the story was about guns. New York Times piece couldn't go. They just can't go without mentioning guns. You got to throw in this little plug for Manchin and his little pet gun, his little pet expanded background checks. And the LA Times piece was so off the chain, you got to wonder what kind of medication those guys are taking at night to be able to sleep. They're so unhinged. But it is hilarious to watch. Absolutely hilarious to watch. So go back and listen to that with Alan. It was interesting. It really truly was interesting. AWR Hawkins, of course, brought it as he always does. We talked about a few happy ending stories. One of them I want to touch with you again briefly on the Broken Arrow. I'm going to do that when we come back from the break. And Dr. John Adine from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership was here. He was great for a segment enlightening us on some things. And, of course, the legalese segment in hour three, the four segments, the full hour with John Freeman, attorney John Freeman, was just amazing. Go back with a notepad if you missed it live and take notes. Golly, to hear the attorneys break down some of the 911 calls and give you some amazing advice on self-defense laws, you're not going to get it anywhere else. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in these USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with you the day after the Monster broadcast. I love the Monster show. It's so much fun. A.W.R. Hawkins is so good. Man, the passion that he brings. It's so fun to be able to bring his voice to his written word at Breitbart. You know, that crazy radical fringe alt-right group, you know, that's got an in into the White House now. Yeah. Alt-right.
Hey, I have
Made up terms by people who you've never heard it before Trump's election, any early campaign. Go ahead, Sean.
So, since I'm friends with AWR and like Breitbart, does that make me an alt-right perp black man or what?
An alt-right perp black man?
I'm just asking.
Well, you know, I guess it does. And if you own a gun, too, which I know you do, ooh, I don't know what that makes you.
And I actually have a dog that bites.
Makes you a traitor.
And I have religion.
Oh, that's even worse.
Guess maybe
I... Are you Christian or are you Islamic?
A Christian. Come on now.
Oh, you're just, man. No. You're barking up all the wrong trees.
I'm one of those Christians I speak my mind.
Well, I'll tell you, they don't like you. They don't like me. They don't like us. They don't like what we stand for, you know. And frankly, just kind of is what is a dangerous conversation, I can tell you that. Shanto, you're going to be at the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo this coming weekend. You know, I'm heading out to Dallas on Friday to come out to the expo, hang around with all the fine folks at USCCA,
hang around with the Second Amendment Foundation, who has a booth, all of our great friends and sponsors out there. Crossbreed will be out there as well, and a number of others. So that's going to be an awful lot of fun. And I know you'll be roaming around. And I get this a lot. When I get on, you've been to the NRA convention with me, okay? In fact, you were there with me at the Crossbreed booth when it was in Houston a few years ago.
Yep.
But it's funny, everywhere I go, hey, man, it's so cool to meet you. Oh, my gosh, is Sean here? Chantel going to be here? So people want to meet you. You know, they hear you. You know, they want to see you. So you're going to be out there hopefully on Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday? Do you know yet? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
It's probably going to be Sunday because Saturday I don't need to network until late.
All right. Well, Sunday works also. But then I'll be cutting out a little bit early because I'm going to be heading over to the network to be broadcasting the program and do some work prior to that. So Shanto's going to be there. We'll let you know as we get closer to Friday before my departure for Dallas what we can put together. But Gabby Franco is going to be, I'm going to be introducing Gabby Franco to a number of folks there. So it's going to be a great time all the way around. Now, some more business, by the way. The Gun of Day giveaway is going on. This is always huge. It's fascinating. I've been doing these and announcing these things for years. Today's gun is an MK9 Elite. They're giving away two of them by car. The value of this gun is $987. That's the MSRP. They're giving away two of them, okay? Now, you don't get the gun. The gun doesn't show up at your house. What you get is the check for the $987 MSRP to go buy the gun. And I'm going to tell you right now, the MSRP is going to be higher than you can probably get it at your local shop when you go to buy the gun. So you're going to have some bones left over. All you have 7 hours, 22 minutes, 32 seconds from right now, and all you have to do. Oh, also, there's a bonus giveaway. Every gun giveaway winner will receive free Laser Max Spartan laser, a $99 value. See, this guy's start paying attention to this stuff here. And all you have to do is activate your self-defense shield. Silver, gold, or platinum, your call, something to fit every budget. It's all right there on usccaonair.com. If you're in the Dallas Metroplex area, if you're anywhere around that can get to the Fort Worth area, on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, come out. You know, all the attorneys that you've heard on the show, particularly the Monster broadcast as of late, they're all going to be there. John Freeman, who was on last night, will be there. Andrew Branca, the Law of Self-Defense author and trainer, will be there. As will Kevin Jameson, who was on the week before. They will all be there. So an opportunity to sit and talk with these people and get some amazing advice for free. Okay? Believe me, they don't come cheap, and they'll tell you. They'll take your house without batting an eyelid to get you out of whatever trouble you got yourself into. All right? So, really, really, this is good advice you get for free by just sitting and talking with these guys. They love meeting you. Tim Schmidt will be there. Of course, I'll be there. Alan Gottlieb will be there as well. You want to meet Kevin Michalowski, managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine from Into the Fray Videos. Kevin will be there. The whole crew will be there. Will be thousands of people. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. But for the Gun of Day giveaway, usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com, activate a membership, and you are in the running for that car, MK9 Elite. That's a beautiful gun. I love my car. Love the thing. They're wonderful. And by the way, you will also be entered three times. You'll have three chances to win the Ultimate Home Defense Arsenal, which is the grand prize given away at the end of the month. And it consists of safe, spotlight, shotgun, ammo. Just go check it out. USCCAonAir.com or USCCAonAAR.com. Either way, we have you covered, okay? Yeah.
They forgot the dog.
Oh, you mean a guard dog?
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but I don't think a guard dog would be something they'd want to give away. But, hey, every house needs a good guard dog no matter what.
A free training.
All right, Sean, let me go to this piece. Oh, my books, too. Let me tell you that because I've gotten a lot of questions on that. Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America. I have a handful of them left. I've already moved a bunch of them, and I'm trying to clear them out here. I've got another shipment coming in. I'm going to make some room. With the price of the books, you just send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll sign both of them, and I'm going to tell you, here's something fun and special. I believe Rob Pincus, I will be giving him a little break from the road tomorrow at Armed American Radio Ranch. Rob will be in the studio with me tomorrow for this program and enjoying a nice leisurely dinner in a home environment and off the road and the PDN tour mobile while he's out touring for the PDN spring tour, training tour. So if you want to buy the books, one of them I wrote with him, he's going to be here to sign them. So we can knock that out tomorrow if your order comes in. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Just shoot me an email and let me know, and I'll tell you how to do that. I'll send you a link so that you can do that. Lots of fun. And, yeah, Pincus is supposed to be here tomorrow. Better than a 99% chance. Weather might have played a little bit of issue. We had to maybe had to move a little bit farther north. But he has to go through me to get where he's going. So I'm very, very hopeful. And you'll hear him on the radio program tomorrow. If you're interested in the books, if he's here, he'll be able to sign them. It's very rare that Rob and I are in the same place and can put both of our signatures on those things. So mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll tell you how to do that. All right. AWR Hawkins was writing about, we talked about it last night. I thought it was kind of funny. I asked him a question about the grandfather of one of the dead home invaders. Now, these are young kids. They were 16, 17, and 18 years old, these three kids that were killed by the resident of the home. Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? Is it sad? Yes. Is it tragic? Yes. Did they get what they earned? You better believe it. Am I losing sleep over it? No. Who do I feel sorry for? Their families. They earned what they got. You put on black masks. You put on black, you know, black clothing. You don a knife, gloves, and brass knuckles prepared to go in and offer the homeowners of the home you're breaking into a beat down with knives and brass knuckles. And you get shot in the process, oh well. I don't have any sympathy for you at all. You got what you earned. You know, you should have picked a better, something better to do for your time rather than breaking into someone's property. No sympathy from this host whatsoever. The grandfather didn't feel that way and made some incredible comments. It wasn't a fair fight, he said. He said the use of the AR-15 by the homeowners didn't give his grandson a fighting chance. What? Your grandson kicked in someone's door with a knife and brass knuckles in a home on property he didn't belong in or at. And the homeowner didn't give him a fair chance when it came down to his life or your grandson's? Not one American citizen will see it the way you do, sir. You've made a fool of yourself. Now, AWR said it like last night. Obviously, emotionally distraught over the loss of his grandson, he's best just to shut his mouth. We'll be back right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, I've got to clarify a couple of the remarks from this grandpa, who I do feel bad for. I truly do. The family and the extended families of these idiot punk thugs, who no doubt you're going to find out were more than likely involved in some of those other break-ins. But here's what he said. I feel bad for him, and AWR Hawkins said it last night. In his emotional state, he's making stupid comments. He just needs to stop. Just stop. Just shut up. Just don't say anything. Because no one in America is sympathizing with you, and your comments are foolish, and they're making you look foolish. Here's what he said. He said, what the boys did was stupid, but they did not deserve to die. Brass knuckles against an AR-15, come on. Who was afraid for their life? There's got to be a limit to that law. I mean, he shot all three of them. There was no need for that. So let me just break that down quickly for you. And you know where I'm going with this. It ain't supposed to be a fair fight. The homeowner is supposed to prevail. The homeowner is allowed to use whatever force he or she needs to end the attack from your grandson on his property, in his house. Your grandson made those homeowners victims, put them in fear for their life, which gives them natural right. The hell with man-made law. They have a God-given right to end your grandson's existence. And I'm sorry you don't understand that. Enough said about that. Remember, if you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. This ain't about a fair fight, Grandpa. Good heavens. All right. I have so much more to talk with you about. I'm not going to be able to make it. But that's okay. because we've got four more days. I guess, you know where I want to go with this? I guess I want to start, let me take this over to Everytown for gun safety, because Everytown is out. Do I want to go with Everytown? I don't know if I want to go with Everytown. Maybe I do. No, because that's the NRA. They're talking about the National Rifle Association. Let me go to Arkansas. Okay, this is the Trace. It's not really Everytown. It's Bloomberg-funded phone news. It's fake stuff. But Arkansas revises campus carry bill to allow stadiums to ban guns if they install costly security measures. Okay. If you're going to deprive me of the right to bear arms, then my safety is your responsibility. Is that a harebrained idea? Is it? Seriously? I guess that would depend on who you ask. But let's think about that for a moment, shall we? Is that a harebrained idea? I'm going to deprive you of your right to bear arms here, which is legal now. It's written into this bill. But you see, the Trace is putting a face on it as the NRA has lost a battle. The NRA didn't lose a battle. The NRA got campus carry passed. Of course, it really wasn't the NRA. It was an NRA-supported bill. It wasn't the NRA. But this is the way they twist and spin the news. Huge defeat for the NRA. No guns are going to be allowed in the stadium. No, it's not a huge defeat. It's actually a victory. Why? Because they're going to have to install metal detectors at great expense, at their expense, in order to keep you safe. Keeping you safe is the ultimate goal. Now, we all know how effective those are, right? See, weren't there metal detectors and tons of off-duty police officers? Where was that? Cincinnati. Oh, yeah, Cincinnati. Just a couple weeks ago, guns got in anyway. Look, if a criminal's determined to harm you with a gun, he or she's going to harm you with a gun, period. No law, no metal detector's going to stop anybody. So what does the Trace say they're worried about? Quoting, it was the prospect of thousands of rowdy football fans with access to firearms. And the SEC sanctioning, let's face facts, has nothing to do. Rowdy. I've been a rowdy football fan my whole life and have had access to firearms my whole life. I can't tell you how many football games I've watched while carrying a firearm. And God forbid actually having a beer, too. I have yet to go rob that liquor store or to shoot the opponent's fans. Because that's not what law-abiding people do. That's what criminals do. But this is how they spin it. I thought you might want to know that. Wisconsin. Oh, boy. There's a very strong possibility that Wisconsin will be the 15th state and do it during this legislative session, because it's already been introduced. There are over 40 co-sponsors right now to enact what we refer to as constitutional carry, permitless carry. People are thinking, wait a minute, didn't Wisconsin just got permitted concealed carry not long ago? Yeah, that's true. Just a few years ago, four years ago, I think, to be exact. Don't hold me to that. I might be wrong. It was 4 years. Maybe five, maybe three. Either way, very recent. Recent memory. When I began this radio program, the only way you could carry in Wisconsin without a permit was openly. And that caused all kinds of problems, including the lawsuit with the Wisconsin Five, who were doing nothing but sitting outside a restaurant on a picnic table, smoking a cigarette with their openly carried firearms when the law was called. And that, of course, the sledgehammer, John Monroe, our attorney here at Georgia Carry, won that case for them just a few weeks ago. That was a different case, but he won the carrying on a bus up in Madison. But he won the Wisconsin Fives case a few years back. Don't mean to confuse the two. The bigger point, of course, being that you couldn't carry a firearm up there concealed in Wisconsin. Now you can. Has there been blood in the streets? No, of course not. And there never will be. Did the open carry prior to the enactment of concealed carry, and it's still legal to openly carry up in Wisconsin. I go up there quite a bit. Know the laws up there pretty well. But still able to openly carry in Wisconsin without a permit. So it's highly likely that the bill is going to pass with the 40 co-sponsors and that the governor will sign the bill. We'll see. And what is the Trace saying about it? What is the left saying about it? What you would expect them to say. More of the same nonsense that anybody without training can now carry a firearm. You've been able to carry a firearm without training in Wisconsin since Wisconsin. But to exercise your right to conceal the firearm, notice I said right to conceal the firearm, not privilege, right to conceal the firearm, because you can carry your gun any way you want, keep and bear arms. He had to get some training, right? It's minimal in Wisconsin, but it doesn't matter. And I'm going to run out of time, so I'm going to continue that discussion next week. The bottom line is they're making the same predictions again that they made before concealed carry was enacted that have yet to come true. And they will make it again with constitutional carry. And I wanted to go into use Wisconsin and then take you down the road of national reciprocity, but that's where I'm going to pick up tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll just continue the conversation throughout the week until I get to Dallas for the USCCA Expo coming up this weekend. Hopefully we'll have Rob Pincus in the studio with me tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.